Welcome everybody to the Jim Hickey podcast, the A to Z of success in the ring. Jim, this week we're on to the letter W, nearly at the end of the A to Z. So W is all about world class, and in particular being world class and having world class standards. I suppose everybody wants to be successful, but what's the difference between being average and being world class in your opinion?
You've answered it in the question, standards. And the higher the standards we have, the higher the standards and the higher the way we raise that challenge for us, for each rider, for you, as all you riders listening, the higher the standard, the quicker your results and the more happiness you get. So with low standards, it's low energy. The higher the standard, the higher the vibration, the higher the frequency, the higher the happiness, the quicker the results. It's all about standards, and we're only talking about millimeters every day, consistent raising the standards all the time. As I keep talking about, 1% a day continuously. If you work out 5 days a week, 5% in a week, that's 20% in a month. Like, that's phenomenal. Like, 2 months, that's 80%. It's no different to all the standards in everything we do. The higher the standard, the higher the energy, the higher the feelings, and the quicker the results. So a lot of people just have average standards, and they really haven't really thought about standards. And when you talk about just raising that vibration, that energy, that consistency, and we get the results far quicker.
So what's kind of coming to me is, and we talk about this the whole way through all the A to Z, is usually we can put ourselves under enormous pressure with standards. And then that becomes a negative rather than a positive. So I like what you're talking about, the 1%. So it's a gradual improvement. It's a bit like going to the gym and expecting to be ripped in a week. Like, so how do we do it in a positive way? Like, our standards is this high, but how do we get there and feel like still happy on the journey, I suppose, you know?
Yeah, so I'm a big fan of, I'm very careful of what I want to learn at a certain time. A lot of people, riders would say, you know, oh God, I want to, yeah, this is all good. And I would say, look, let's take your time. So when riders call me and reach out to me, I'd ask them to create their lives. But first of all, again, as I spoke in the last episode, it's important to understand how we feel, our emotions, and it's always a safe place because it's confidential. So it's important that that's expressed, number one. But number two, then, to find out where you want to go in your journey. And then number three is to be patient on that journey, to be consistent. I'm an accountability coach, so I ask people every day to check in that they've read their journal of all what they want. And it's their simple new stories, one statement per page. So when they turn one page, they see, okay, this is, you know, where I want to be. This is all these tools and techniques, to the new way of thinking, the positive ways. And then to, as they open it and as they read it first thing in the morning, they're training, flooding the subconscious. They're visualizing whether they know it or not, because each page is an emotion and it's a positive emotion. So that alone is a standard. Now, you have to be careful not to overwhelm yourself. So it's small steps consistently. It's like producing a horse. You want the horse to be the ultimate level. You want that. Your expectation with the horse, but it's baby steps every day, continuously, consistently doing the correct thing. And I would say that when you do the continuous ordinary things correctly, you get extraordinary results.
Yeah. So I suppose it's about doing even the little things daily and having that world-class mindset about everything you do, and having a high standard about everything you do, but you're not doing it where it's completely overwhelming you.
Yeah,
is
exactly.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, so the reason I just say world class, you can have just average minds, I'll do my best, or I'll see how it goes. But when you say, why not have world class standards? Just an energy shift. I'm going to be the best in the world at whatever, even if you're organizing, you're getting your clothes ready for the next day, making sure they're all out and you've got everything ready and you know what you're going to wear, you have your ring bag, just be world class in preparing that. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to do a great job. I'm going to just play with the word world class, and all of a sudden you'll just do that little bit better, rather than say, whatever, just get it done. It just sharpens your energy. Mm-hmm. It's just a beautiful word, world class standards.
Yeah, I suppose, and again, coming back to where we're visualizing about your heroes and stuff like that, I can't imagine, for me anyway, Michael Jordan was my hero, but I don't ever imagine him just kind of half working out or, oh, we'll take it easy today. Like, he gave it world class every training session, same with Kobe Bryant in that world. Like, is there examples of people would relate to, or who you related to growing up to say, God, he's world class, everything he does is world class?
Yeah, so as a writer, I'm going to ask the writers to think, because I ask the questions of the writers, like, who do you look up to? Who would you like to emulate? Who? And every one of them, every single one of them, got it. Like, they're world class. Like, they've won the best classes. And everything they do, if you watch them, and this sport is a great sport, you can actually come and be so close to them. It's not like basketball. You have to pace so far and you're so far back. You can get up close and personal and watch their standards, watch how meticulous they are and all their details and how they ride their horses, how they turn up, how they look, how they're prepared, how organized they are. It's all standards. And sometimes people think, oh God, it's very rigid, but no, it's just, okay, I'm just going to do this thing a little bit better today. And it's just your own standards. You're not comparing with other people. Like, I'm going to be the best in the world. And that's just raising your awareness and doing it a little bit better every day. And it's just an energy, and it's a phrase that just lifts you rather than, oh, shall we see how it goes? Like, we see how it goes compared to world class standard. It's just a shift in energy.
No, I think it's good because it keeps you aligned to your purpose and where you're going and your vision and everything. And yeah, it's a different mindset completely to, oh, we'll go out and enjoy the day. Like, you can enjoy it, but you're doing it where you feel proud of yourself, I
Proud
suppose.
of yourself. Yeah, and I believe if you have that attitude and that energy, that you're going to have standards, world-class standards. At the end of the day, when you relax and you look back and reflect on your day and say, look, how would I give my day out of 10? God, I really did my best. I really put in all my best efforts. And yeah, it was a good day because from start to finish, I was consistent and I really, it wasn't perfect. I could have been better, but I did my best, and that's your best, and that's your best world-class standards. And you look back then, and that you put in the effort, and you are happy then going to sleep.
As you say, like, if you feel like, oh, I only kind of gave it 5 out of 10, you kind of, there's no satisfaction in
Yeah,
that, whether you win or lose, but at least if you know you gave it everything
you
and you were
gave it
world class in
everything.
your approach, you live
Yeah.
and you learn and you move on or whatever, or you celebrate a fantastic result or whatever it is.
Absolutely, yeah. Patting your back. It's so important to praise your efforts. Yeah, even did I drink all my water that I promised myself to drink? Did I stay away from carbs, or did I do my workouts? Did I really make an effort? Okay, that could be better. Was I so present with all my horses I rode? Could I have tweaked anything? Could I be more grateful? Could I be more thankful? Could I have connected better with my team? Yeah, but like I did well though. It was good. It can be better tomorrow. So you're just reflecting. Was I thankful? Was I grateful? Was I? What else could be better? But once you're putting in that effort of world class, it just changes. It just shifts things.
I think it's a bit like coming back to the visualization as well. When you visualize like your heroes, then you can actually feel like you can step into that identity of actually being world class,
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, so that you're following through and you're saying, no, I am that, I can be this person, I can be on that level.
Absolutely. And when you visualize and you see your heroes, you can see, well, I did, if he was doing it, if she was doing it, I was following that path. If he or she was to speak to me, she'd say I did a good job, or he'd say I did a good job. I was putting my best foot forward. So again, awareness is curative. So when you become aware, there's standards. Standards are efforts we make and take. And when you put in, I'm going to do them world class, I'm going to do my best, everything you do is. And then when you do that, then you're more present, you're more with purpose, you're more in the moment because you're tightening your focus.
Do you have any examples with yourself or with any writer you coach where they switched to that world class mindset or it sharpened them up or
Yeah. I'd often ask, you can think you are average or one of the best in the world. Which would you want to be? One of the best in the world. And as they say it, like, you can see them, the proudness stepping up inside, like, because when I ask questions, the pain or pleasure, like, do you want to be just average or do you want to be one of the best in the world? Like, when you compare, all of a sudden you can make the shift. Questions are the answers, so those questions will shift in energy, and you can see the rays in that millimeter step, stepping into that question, because the conscious awareness, no, I don't want to be, I want to give my all, I want to be present, I want to be on purpose, I want to be world class. So it's instant, you can see it, especially when they're about to compete.
Any examples of where that ha actually helped a rider to, I suppose, win in a particular week or anything like that that you've come across?
Yeah, so sometimes the energy is down on riders, and it's very hard to be in a peak state all the time. And when I'm lucky enough to be there and see their energy, and to ask them, questions, and I love, especially in it before it, like, so it's not just in the moment. But sometimes, for whatever reason, their energy can be low, and I can see that energy, and a few subtle questions will get them. I can see the shift. And they can come out and they will be thrilled because they, to go into show mode and to turn on that, that winning mindset, that when you're coming from the warm up to the in gate, those moments are precious. Sometimes riders would say, I'm not feeling it, or, I'm a little bit, and knowing that every rider is different, in that moment, I know what to say to try and get them into, that winning way. And lots of words are coming to my mind, but I might have to use bad language. But that's to get that energy up is so important.
Yeah, because I can imagine when you're, look, you're none of us are on a constant high. That's life. You're up and down or whatever. So, but I can imagine if you come to show day and you're just not feeling 100%, if someone comes to you and says, "Are you average or are you world class?" I mean, I can see you like step up the energy and sharpen up in your mental attitude and overcome any tiredness or whatever distraction or whatever.
Yeah, it's getting to that peak state, like that peak state, because you've only less than 2 minutes in there, and so much has to happen, and so much preparation's going into it. So to get riders into that place, I put a lot of time and a lot of reflection, and I might say very little, but those little things that I say, trying to understanding what that rider needs in that moment to get into that state. Yeah. And every rider is different. Some riders want so cool, very little. Other riders just need a conversation to just inspire them, or to shift that energy. And but that's something we, as riders, understand, that they have to build to slow it down way before an important class and build it up slowly. So by the time you hit that in gate, that you're just ready to, you're in that peak state, in that flow state. That's something that all riders are working towards. That's really has to be always fine-tuned.
Yeah, I mean, again, I always come back to different analogies and different stories I've heard about basketball, but like Kobe Bryant, like he used to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. He had two workouts done by the time everybody else had come to the gym at 11 o'clock, and he worked consistently on fundamentals in a world where everything was done on purpose, like on a different scale altogether. And his view was, well, if I do 5 workouts a day instead of two, eventually, as nothing initially looks different for the first 6 months, a year, but eventually, millimeter by millimeter, he's getting way ahead of them to the point where he believed they couldn't catch up with him, and he became the best player in the world, certainly at one point in time, and I can imagine it's similar with having that world class approach to your riding, whether it's getting ready during the week or everything you do, you approach in a world class way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the simplest of things, to do it with a world-class standard, yes. And it's conscious awareness. And when, if you're journaling this A to Z and you get to W, like, I'll do everything with world-class standards, and you wrote that down, like, as you read it the next day, and as you connect to it, like, you will be amazed how you will start to notice that you're improving everything, and everything is just changing in a most positive way.
Okay, so again, Jim, maybe you could bring us into a meditation about feeling world class, visualizing being world class,
Yeah.
and really integrating that into our lives as a
Absolutely.
in general and as a writer.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you, Connor. Okay, this is all about you. This is your meditation on world-class standards. This is your time. Close your eyes to relax into this space, this world-class space of yours. This is all about you and world-class meditation. Taking a world-class breath in and relaxing your body from head to toe, letting go. It's all about your standards of your breath, of releasing, letting go, tension from your mind, your brain, your head. Releasing, letting go, the new level of standards, feeling your shoulders, right shoulders, left shoulders, your upper back, your lower back. Releasing, letting go, world-class standard. Being the best meditator in the world, stepping into this mindset, heart set, spirit of standards, world-class standards. Feeling your upper body, your right arm, left arm, right hand, left hand, relax, released, calm. Your right leg, left foot, right toes, left toes, relaxed. Standards, world-class standards. You're the best in you. This is all about you. Relaxing, releasing, letting go. Feeling your forehead relax, your chin relax, your neck relax, your shoulders relax at a new standard, world class. Smiling with the anticipation of this new standard, world class. So as you lean into this beautiful state, this new feeling of world class standards, think and feel and connect to your life that lies ahead of world class in everything you do. The vision, the excitement, the energy, the calmness, the goals, the achievements, world class. The bravery, the confidence, the discipline, world class. The energy, the exercise, the flow state. Gratitude, world class, the happiness, the horsemanship, the inspiration, world class, the journey, world class, the knowledge, the letting go of what needs to let go, the learning from the knowledge, the mindset of management, stable management, managing your mind, feeling the energy. Organization, praising your efforts, praising all your efforts, world class, praising, making the quiet time, world class, quiet time, world class, reset time, world class, safe and protected, world class, timing of everything. Class of being uncomfortable to grow. World class visualization. Everything's world class. That's who you are. It's your new identity. It's your new DNA. It's your new destiny. From 1 to 2, 2 to 3, let it feel. Let it feel to take that ownership of that world class standards. Let it feel it bubbling up inside you from head to toe. All the way running through your body, your head to your toe, from your toe to your head, and feeling it bursting with this new feeling, this new energy, world class. From 2, 3, 4 to 5, 5 to 6, stepping into it, owning it, feeling it, saying yes, yes, this is it. This is it. It's done. It's who I am. The standard is rising me, raising me to new levels. It's helping me step up. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You're there. It's you. It's who you are. World class standards in all you do. World class expectation, anticipation, excitement that lies ahead. 10, it's yours. Be proud of it. Praise those efforts, pat your back and say, yes, this is who I am. Yes, this is me. This is my life. This is the new me. This is the best version of me, living my best life. Well done. I honor you. I respect you for pushing yourself to these new standards. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
This has been the Jim Hickey Podcast, the A to Z of success in the ring. Jim, we will move from world class standards this week to next week. We're going to focus on letter X, which is all about having the X factor.
Thank you very much, Connor.